Blog Talk Radio.
Before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations? All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, "We must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border"? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, "English only, please," and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist, or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now. Join the grassroots movement of the second American revolution, not of guns and violence, but pressure, pressure, pressure on your non-representing representatives who created these problems in the first place. This is the most important phone number in your democracy, the congressional switchboard. Pick up your phone every day, every hour if need be, and call your representatives and tell them in no uncertain language to listen to the silent majority or else be thrown out on their hindquarters. It's toll-free, and your taxes pay for it. Would you stand by and watch your family perish when you have the power to save them? Of course not. Then why are you doing that to your own country? 1-866-340-9281. Perhaps you allow all this destructive, uncommon sense out of a distorted notion of tolerance. Remember what Aristotle said, tolerance is the last virtue of a dying society. You are tolerating the behavior that is destroying you. This wine was once rich, highly desired and admired, but when you dilute it with enough water, it stops being anything. Take back America now. Choose to be part of the second American Revolution. Pressure, pressure, pressure. No presidential candidate, no political party can save you now. Only an aroused citizenry will turn this uncommon sense around. And he or she who does nothing now is helping them to destroy America. My name is Thomas Paine, and I approve of this message. I only hope to God you will too.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph Gibson. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are 100% live, unedited, unscreened, uncensored. Whoever wants to chip in tonight or have a say, or you got something on your mind, something you want to talk about, or you want to say hello to somebody, or you want to talk about something that you know about that you may think others need to know about, you're more than welcome to call in. 657-383-0616, press 1, and I will connect you, and you will be able to have your say live on Blog Talk Radio, a worldwide platform. These shows are archived after we broadcast. They are on the internet. They are on Blog Talk Radio's website forever. They do not ever go anywhere unless Blog Talk Radio shuts down and disappears, but I see episodes that people put up from 3 years ago. So they are there. All you got to do is click on the link and listen. So if you feel like you may have missed something I talked about last month or a few weeks ago, all you got to do is type in my URL, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, and all my shows will pop up on the screen. You can even type it into Google or Yahoo. Type in Joseph Gibson, Blog Talk Radio, and all my shows pop up there too. Everything is archived on the internet now. It's there. Once we put it up, all the hashtags are there. I mean, I tried it the other night to see if my shows were on Google, and I pulled up Google search engine, typed in my name, Blog Talk, where were my shows? Understanding the times in which we live in, right there. Actually, they're pretty much the first hit. So they are archived on the internet. So if you do miss a show or you feel like you want to go back and listen to something when you may have called in some of the guests, or if you want to download the show and burn it to CD or DVD, I give you permission to go ahead and do that. I don't have any problem with that at all. If you want to send it to a family member or someone who doesn't have the internet and they don't know how to use the internet, it's very easy to burn CDs now. I mean, most laptops and all computers have that capability. So if you want to download the show and send it to a family member or even for your own archived library, you're more than welcome to. I don't have any problem with that at all. I give you permission. We had a good show last night. We talked about Christians beginning to be arrested in America for their beliefs. Kentucky woman has been arrested because she believes homosexuality and gay and lesbian marriages are wrong. And she is a Christian, and she worships God. And she reads the Bible, and she follows the Bible as to the best way she can possibly follow it. None of us are perfect, and basically it is impossible to walk a perfect life. However, if you're knowingly doing something wrong, knowing that you're preaching against it, then you are a counterfeit. But we all mistakenly commit sin, and we all make mistakes because, like I said, none of us are perfect. There was only one man that walked this earth that was perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. Every documentary or documented evidence of Jesus Christ while he lived on this earth, there is nothing that is written or archived that states he did anything wrong. He is the only perfect man to walk this earth that did nothing wrong. But this woman in Kentucky, she's been arrested. You see, And people say, well, she's been arrested because she broke the law. Yeah, what law? When the law conflicts with God's law, you need to break it. We must break it. What next? Pass the law, you got to have a microchip implanted in your forehead or your right hand. Will you break the law then? Or you say, it's the law, we got to comply. Romans 13, we have to obey government authority. No, no, that's not what Romans 13 means. We'll get into that another time. Because people read that chapter and they think, oh, we got to obey the government. That's what the Bible says. No, that's not what it means. Read more, read more. You can't open a book and start at page 59 and read three pages and apply that as fact. You've got to start at the beginning and read all the way to the end and understand the whole book and rightly divide the book, any book you read, whether it's a novel or a, you know, whatever it is, Harry Potter or whatever you want to read. You don't start in the middle and say, oh, that's the whole story right there. That's what it's about. No, you start at the beginning and then you read and then you go to the end. And you rightly divide that book and you apply it. Now, the Bible is a book of philosophical views of the way, and a historical viewpoint of the way things happened and what had happened in the perspective of God's eyes. Because God gave man a pen and paper and inspired him to write those verses. Okay? And God even predicted and gave man those verses to write that will be prophecy is being fulfilled before our very eyes. It states in the book of Revelations, Christians will be persecuted for their belief. 30 years ago, would you ever imagine a woman in the South being arrested because she didn't support gay marriage? Did you ever think that could possibly happen? Those of you who are older, who grew up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, or even 80s, even the 90s, did you ever think that could possibly happen? Well, it's happened. This woman is arrested. She sits in a jail tonight. She sits in a jail because she believes homosexuality is wrong. And she has a job that issues marriage licenses. And when she took that job, homosexuality was not the law of the land. Homosexual marriages were not the law of the land. She had no idea this was going to come about. Well, actually she did, because it's prophesied in the Bible, but she still took the job at the time, and it was not the law at that time. But now, as one caller stated last night, she should be grandfathered in. Now, if I was a Christian and I believed this and I applied for that job, the magistrate's job or a clerk's job, and now that I know that the Supreme Court has ruled that homosexual marriage and gay marriage is now legal, and I applied for that clerk's job and then said, oh, no, I'm not doing that after I took the job, knowing that I would be breaking the law, then that is different. That is different. Okay, that's not right. But this woman has been a clerk prior to when the Supreme Court's ruling. And if we remember correctly, 5 years ago, gay marriage was outlawed. It was not considered legal. You were not able to obtain a marriage license. Marriage was considered between a man and a woman, which it should be. I mean, what next? I want to marry my horse? Why not? Why not? We're all equal, right? I want to marry my horse. I mean, what? Animals. Animals are people really too. They have a soul. They should be treated equally. I want to marry my horse. I want my horse to have equal rights. When I go with my horse, I want to be able to take him grocery shopping with me. I want to take him to the gas station or whatever. I want to take him to the store. I want to take him to Home Depot because he can help me carry the wood home. He's my friend. I want to marry my horse. What next, right? I love my horse, and there's people out there who are perverted that way. They practice bestiality. They have sex with animals. It's sick, I know, it's disgusting, a lot of you are probably saying, but it's true. There's a lot of people out there who believe this is a normal activity. Hey, why not? Well, they have rights, too. We're all one. We're one person. We're all equal. Excuse me. So I want to marry my horse. Why not? It's not fair. You shouldn't discriminate against me. What right do you have to judge me? If I want to sit in the park and kiss my horse, so what? Right? Why? Well, why not? Man and man, two men kissing and laying with each other. Absolutely disgusting in my eyes. Disgusting. Two women laying with each other. Trying to look like, one looks like a wife and one looks tries to look like a man. Come on. Disgusting. That's your opinion. No, 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 no. That's called nature. That's called the way things are, the law of the world. For goodness sake. A tree is a tree, a cat is a cat, a dog is a dog, a man is a man. Simple as that. When it rains, it's not snow. When it snows, it's not rain. Okay? You can't change the way things are. It is what it is. That's all that's to it. If you're a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. But I was born this way. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. No, you were not. I don't want to hear that crap. You were not. You may have a defect in your brain, just like serial killers and bank robbers and people who like to commit crimes and drug addicts or whatever. All people are born with problems, but we can cure those problems. Why not treatment? Why not gay and lesbian treatment? Helping these people understand that it's not right for a man to kiss another man or to have sexual relations with another man. Absolutely disgusting. It's hard for me to even talk about imagining it. I can't imagine it. That's not natural love. That's not natural. That's perversion. You don't like it? What I'm saying? Too bad. Turn off the radio, go someplace else, click on another website. Because that's the law that I live by. That's what my Bible teaches me, and that's what I've grown up to believe. And I am a man, and I love women, because that's what a man is supposed to do. Okay? If you don't like it, too bad. And those of you who are perverse, and you have problems with your natural thinking and the laws of nature, you need help. You need help. You're not going to get it in the world today unless you seek it out from individuals who are willing to help you. And there are people out there willing to help correct your mind. It's just like a drug addict. It's just like a gambling addict. You are troubled. You have a flawed way of thinking. It's not natural to hurt your body. It's not natural to be dependent on physical aspects and things. You need help. Go seek it. It's not right. We're not one. We're all different. We're individuals who think differently and need to be held accountable individually for our actions. And we are individually thinking different ways from what other people think. We're not one. We're not equal. If men and women were equal, then let's put 20 men on one side of the room and 20 men and 20 women on the other, and let's have a fight and see who wins. Like, we're not equal. Men cannot have babies. Women can. Duh. Science is trying to correct that, trying to, you know, defy that, but it hasn't worked yet. I mean, it probably never will. Okay? There's a lot of sick things going on in the world today. Back to this woman who's in jail. She's been arrested for being a Christian, for believing the Bible and standing up for the Bible. Well, what next? What belief do you have that the government will trample on and tell you you have to obey? Where is the line in the sand with you? Where do you draw the line? As a human being or as a person in society today, you may not draw the line where this woman drew the line, but where do you draw the line? When they kick down your door and take your guns, will you draw the line then? When they confiscate all the money in your bank account or in your pension funds when the economy collapses, will you draw the line then? When they tax you by the mile that you drive with those smart boxes that are in everyone's car now, those black boxes underneath your seat or within the car someplace. Most cars, they're underneath the seat, but there's a black box that records your driving movements. True, it's true. Goes there because there is legislation now on the table where they want to tax you by the mile. For every mile you drive, they want to tax you. Will you draw the line then? Will you draw the line with the health care law, where it states you have to have health care or you will be fined? And if you don't pay the fine, you're going to jail. It's right in the health care law. Or when you take the microchip or whatever mark they decide they want to mark you with, will you draw the line then and go to jail or stand up and fight? This woman drew the line with her personal belief that marriage is between a man and a woman, and if I have to go to jail, so be it. She's right. She's right. If everyone did like she did, like, for instance, in the state of North Carolina here, all the magistrates said, no, we will not perform gay marriages. All the magistrates. Well, the legislation came out with a law stating that they had the right to refuse if it was against their religious beliefs to perform a marriage ceremony or issue a gay license. The governor vetoed the bill, scumbag governor he is here in North Carolina, so-called Republican, you dirtbag. That's what he is. But the House and the Senate overrode the bill by overwhelmingly votes. And now it has state law. The magistrates here in North Carolina, it's a show we talked about many, many months ago. The magistrates here do not have to perform gay marriages if they so choose. Thank God. So we did the right thing here in North Carolina. How about your state? Where do you draw the line, folks? Like I said, I'd like to hear from everyone. Where do you draw the line as a human being? When does the government infringe on your personal liberty where you say, no, I will not comply? Where do you, as an individual, draw that line? You say, okay, you can take my guns. Okay, you know, you want to come out with a one world currency. Okay, I lose my pension fund, blah, blah, blah. I got to pay a carbon tax, or, you know, they could put smart meters on my house. Okay, I'll go with that. I'll live with that. And they want to put a microchip in my hand to scan me everywhere I go. Okay, I'll live with that. Where do you, as an individual, draw the line? Because we see what is happening day by day, this progression. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. California, mandatory vaccinations. Mandatory now. You must be vaccinated if you want to attend a public school or a college. You must be fully vaccinated or you're not going to school. So where do you draw the line? Go ahead, I got Florida here, 772. Go ahead, you're on. Hello.
Hello there. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net. I don't get on here very often to talk. I do a lot of listening, though. Okay, you're talking about that lady up there in Kentucky. Well, I happen to agree with her because I happen to be a Catholic, too. But here is something that I wanted to put out and let the people think about it. The laws on gay marriage is one thing, but there happens to be a law against sodomy. Now, that's two men making love together, okay? And there is a law against that. So where do we draw the line? One law conflicts with another law because you can't have two men sleeping in the same bed together and we're married and all of this nonsense. So that's where you go. Well, basically, it's getting worse and worse. There are other things that are happening, and I was going to talk about, well, enough about that. I was going to talk about Hillary. It seems to be that Hillary might be up for treason very shortly. if they get the computer working or the server and they find out, which is wrong, you know, that she's been sending information to other countries for the right price. That was on TV once, and I haven't heard it again. One other
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you, do you really think that she'll be prosecuted, the Clintons, as powerful as they are?
No,
I agree.
She'll be pardoned. She'll be pardoned just like Obama's wife was pardoned when, you see, she was an attorney. She got into trouble herself. And
really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, she had
a license. I didn't know about that. Wow.
This
really?
Was up in Chicago, yes. And, well, basically, I would say that it's all been taken care of right now. One thing that nobody talks about it right now, and it's going to conflict with some people that talk about what's going on, some of the great men that we have. Okay, that's about the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations is made up basically people. I have about 1,100 names. I've been putting them together for some time. And when a person, they don't have to be ordinary politicians and what have you or president, but they pick them up anyhow. To belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, what they have to do is they have to write a letter and actually get down on their knees and beg the Council on CFR to accept them. Why? Because there's an awful lot of money in it. Okay? MacArthur, all our presidents, Eisenhower, and for the money. That's it. The best one I have heard is Gingrich. He was in the Congress for a while, and when he signed up, he said, "I only want to belong for 5 years, and then I want to be dropped. Everybody else." Like Schumer, oh, he's a disgusting animal.
He is. You're right.
Along. Yes, he goes along with that. He kisses their feet. He does everything they want. And we don't hear a lot about the Bilderbergers anymore, but they are still there. So I think I've had my talk, Joe.
One other thing.
I've noticed that your times change quite a bit. Can you tell me why? What, 1 minute it's 6:30, the next minute it's 8:30?
Well, to be honest with you, I know a lot of people don't like that. What I'm trying, and while you're on the air, tell me, because my supporters, and you're a supporter of this show, like you said, you don't call in a lot, but you listen a lot. What time of the day do you think is good for the public and you? What time, in your opinion, is good? I know you don't like it late, and you don't like it too early. So what is good? What do you think, in your opinion, is a good time?
My opinion would be what most of the other people would want. You should ask them and send you an email with what they want, and you pick out what you think would be a good time. And that was it. The time that I have missed you is the time that I was doing something else and I, you know, was far away from it. Or else I had somebody here and I didn't. But that's what I mean, Joe.
Okay.
Make a poll of the people. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, while I got you on the line, what do you like? What time do you like? While I got you on the line, I'll write it down.
I will go along with what most of the other people want. I can go anywhere from 6 o'clock until 8:30.
Okay. That's what I'm writing down right now as we speak. And you're right. I'm going to take a poll, and I'm going to email people and send them messages. You're right. That's a good idea. And you know, I know you don't contribute a lot, but the knowledge that you bring to the show when you do call in, I do appreciate it. And like you've even emailed me personally saying, hey, you should look into this, you should look into that, and it's come true, like veterans, the veteran issue, it came true, what you actually told me to look into.
Well, yeah, I do have a friend over there on the other side, and it took him a long time before he got his operation. He had cancer of the arm, and it took a long time. So, well, this is the way it goes. You were talking about the houses that they're going to put the FEMA camps. Well, anyhow,
yes.
I've got information on my computer back maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I got pictures of them. And, you know, all of these things put together, it looks like we are going down a slippery slope, and nobody knows what to do. Well, the idea is, while I'm here, I'll tell you about myself. I have my own protection. I have food. I have enough food for two people for 2 years, eating three meals a day. And water, naturally, I have my own well, so it's drinking water. Here in Sebastian, some of the people, well, the building inspector, has told a couple of people that they can't use their well anymore, which I disagree with. And,
wow.
What?
He's
making the people put in $2,000 for drinking water. So, you know, there you go. Okay?
Well, Joe, while I got you on the line, in your opinion, like I said, I asked everybody in the beginning, where do you draw the line where you say, you know what, I've had enough of this crap. You know, no, I will not comply with your law. Where do you draw the line? Guns? Microchip, vaccinations, I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well, I go along with what they've done up in Connecticut when they passed a law collecting all of the guns. I will not hand them in. That's where I draw the line on that. But there are many, many things that we can't figure right now because we're going to have a banking holiday very, very shortly, okay? Why? Because how they go about doing things, it's a hard thing to understand because it's nonsense. That's the way it is. But I have to ponder that somewhat. I go along with the idea handing in your weapons. I'm against that 100%. There are other ways of protecting yourself and doing what you have to do, but your weapon should be put in a safe storage area. Go ahead.
I agree. And real quick, what's your opinion on the latest stock market correction, where the stock market is very, very much down in the past 2 weeks? And I heard by October, it's going to really, really go... Things are going to turn bad. Is the dollar going to crash? I don't know, but people are really beginning to think maybe our time is up with this U.S. dollar. What do you think?
Well, I've been watching it, okay? I won't have stock. I had a lot of gold at one time, and I got to be pretty good on saying what gold is going to do, gold and silver. So I got a divorce from my second wife, and she wanted one because she had COPD and was dying. But right now, with what is happening with the stock market is that China is trying to drop their stock. Okay, they're selling their stock in hopes that it will go down. Okay, now that hurts the United States and our payments and what have you. So basically, at the same time, we'll weather this here one. The next one that comes around, maybe in a couple of months or maybe in a year, that's going to be a rough one. Because one other thing is the United States gives Egypt, you mentioned Egypt, $42 million a year. And I know this to be a fact. While we're giving them that money, Russia is building a naval base on the Mediterranean Sea. So they have turned around and gone. Well, I don't know how to say it, but they're increasing their livelihood, and we have two icebreakers up in Alaska. They have 10, and they're building 40 more. And don't forget, it's only 21 miles across from Russia Alaska. This is the way it goes. So basically, that's it, Joe. Over.
Well, yeah, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate you checking in. Like I said, the knowledge that you have, because, you know, you've been around the block several times, you know, the street smarts you have and your professionalism. So, and a couple other callers actually said that, you know, they like when you check in. And so that's good, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, you're welcome.
Good night.
Good night now.
All right, I got someone else who wants to chime in, so I'll go ahead and put them on right now, too. Go ahead, 336-349. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello, this is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
Hey.
And I just wanted to comment on, you were saying that everybody looks at the Bible for certain verses and says that we have to obey the government. We are under no obligation to obey man's law. We are supposed to obey God's law. So where where I draw the line is if man's law conflicts with God's law, then I'm not going to go along with it.
Well, yeah, that's true. And a lot of people have said that over the years. They say, well, if it conflicts with God, and even when I was on the Sound Doctrine show, we had this debate many, many times, you know, where I told them, look, you know, we need to wake up because things, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they say, well, it's prophecy. We're just passing through. We don't have to worry about it. Well, now we do have to worry about it, and look what's happening. And we're going to see if those people stand against man's law that conflicts with God's law. Because I don't think they will, because you know what? It's all about the money. These churches got big money coming in, and you think they're going to risk that for this woman in Kentucky? Hell no. Not in my opinion. Will some? Yeah, I think there's a lot of good people out there still, but I think there's more bad than good, and when it comes to money, we know money's the root of all evil, so they will draw the line when it comes to the money. But anyway,
yeah.
You got anything else you want to share?
Well, I mean, I agree. If somebody's real true intentions are to get money, then they're going to fold. They're going to compromise. They're going to, you know, they're not going to draw the line where they should draw the line. But as far as this woman, they're making an example out of her, because they want people to look at her and go, oh, so that's what happens if I don't do what they say.
Ah, yes. Good
because
point.
Because that's
good
what
point.
Most people do. They're going to look. They're going to be intimidated.
Yeah.
They're using her as an example. The very reason that she was put in jail is more deeper than anybody can actually even understand. These people in power that are wicked and evil want you to look at her and go, I'm going to be arrested if I disobey them. This is going to happen to me. And they want to scare you into backing down from what you should be standing up for.
That's right. That's true. You know, that maybe is what is going on, and that's what is happening. They're trying to make an example, because I remember Joe and Meriden said the other night, this just doesn't seem right why someone is being arrested for something like this. People don't get arrested for stuff like this. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe they are. They're making an example out of her.
I mean, I thought a lot about it, and, you know, I mean, it's just like it just came to me, and I'm almost 100% sure that's exactly what they're doing, because they have to instill some type of fear in people, and that's what they want to do, so they can get people to go along with their plans, because if people aren't scared, if they don't think they have anything to lose, then they're probably not going to go along with it, because there's a lot of
that's
people
right.
that are scared to stand up for the right thing. They will back down if they're pushed into a corner. And we're supposed
why,
to. We're
why?
Supposed
why?
To
why? 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 In your opinion, do you think people are so afraid to stand up for the right thing, but they're so eager to stand up for the wrong thing? I mean, we could fill up a football stadium on Sunday, all across the country, with 60,000 to 80,000 people cheering, stomping, rooting for their team, dressing up, painting their face, spending hundreds of dollars on nonsense, paying $20 for a glass of soda. They'll go all out for their football team or their baseball team, but they won't stand up and sacrifice for the right thing. Why do you think, in your opinion, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but why do you think that is, that we see this type of thing in society today?
I think because doing the right thing is hard. People want the easy way out. You know, when you're going along with the agenda and you're not giving them any problems, well, that's easy. You know, but when you start rebelling and, you know, you push against it and you reject it, well, you're going to have some problems, just like this woman's starting to have. And people don't, you know, that's when people want to back down, but we are not supposed to do that. Even no matter how hard it gets, we're supposed to push through. We're supposed to stand up for what we believe in.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
if we
right.
don't, you know, we're not going to make it, you know? Because, I mean, these people pushing the agenda, they don't care about you. And when they're done using you, they're going to throw you away.
Well, you're right, Bridget.
If you're
I appreciate
on your
that.
Side,
yeah.
They're not.
What do you think, just real quick, because I got somebody who emailed me, you know, these scams on the computer, you know, like, for instance, with PayPal, you know, PayPal, for instance, will, like they say you're 100% protected, PayPal, okay, and you've had experience with PayPal, and if someone steals something from you, yeah, they'll credit you the money. But most times, 9 out of 10, and even through my experience, like PayPal, eBay, and places like this, they don't protect you. Even at the bank, they say Visa. You're protected 100%, you know, by your bank through fraud. You aren't fraud. We protect you from fraud no matter what. If they're not your charges, we'll refund you the money. Yeah, we'll refund it back to you for a week, but after that, they take it right back out of your account. So what do you think about these scams on the Internet? Just like you said, you complain about telemarketers. Hey, you got a free security system, blah, 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 and then it's a $99 processing fee, so it's not free. What do you think about stuff like that?
I think there's always a trick to everything. I don't think you're ever 100% protected because, you know, you got the hackers, you got the weakness in the software and the security programs. I don't think you're ever 100% protected, and I think they like to give you a false sense of security.
Ah,
and they tell you,
that was,
oh,
good,
you're
that was
protected.
Very good.
It's okay.
Yeah. You just said a key word there, a false sense of security. You see? You're given a false sense of security. Don't we see that everywhere in society today? We see it in the schools, you know, with these school shootings. Well, you know, why not have teachers with guns, you know,
exactly.
that can protect you? Why not? False sense of security. Cameras. Cameras will protect you. Police will protect you. No, that's a false sense of security. But back to the financial institutions, false sense of security. The FDIC does insure your money, but up to what? $100,000, I think it is now. It may be $250,000. I could be wrong if anyone else knows. They can let me know. I think it's $100,000, FDIC. So if you have $200,000 in the bank, they're only going to insure you up to $100,000. But they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that off the bat. You know, Bridget?
Yeah, they don't tell you that. They make you think that, you know, you're going to get all your money back, you know, and you're not. It's
I know.
A false sense
I know.
Of security. And, yeah, you see it a lot. It's everywhere. You know, I mean, you can even go all the way back. These politicians, they'll give you a false sense of security. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. They're not going to do anything.
That's right.
That
well, I got someone else who's got a question. Unless you got something else you want to say, I got another person that has a question. I don't like to keep people waiting too long. So,
okay.
all means, you got the floor. I mean, if you have something else you want to say that's important, go ahead.
I just have one quick thing to say. It was somebody had said it on last night's show. Mike from Wisconsin had made a comment about the putting the microchips or the mark in babies, that they could be doing that. Well, the mark, well, it won't happen that way. It won't happen that way because you're going to have to willingly accept the mark. You're going to have to say, I accept this.
It's a decision, what you're saying.
It's going to be a decision. I mean, you can be deceived into thinking it's a good thing and take it, but it's going to be a decision. If you don't know, if they just put it in you and you're completely unaware, then that's not the mark. You're going to have take it. You're going to have to accept it.
Okay.
And that's all I
all
wanted
right.
to say on that subject
all right.
for now.
All right. All right, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
I just wanted to put, because people may be wondering, so.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you very much
okay.
for participating. I appreciate it. 203-684, go ahead. I'm going to put you on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Joe and Meriden. How are you this evening?
All right.
Do I sound okay?
You sound good tonight. You were breaking up last night.
Yeah, we did some work around here. Try to fix things up. You know, things just never work the way they should, including PayPal or the FDIC. When I was young, I think it was $10,000 or $20,000 the FDIC insured you for. And you may be right at the $100,000 today. I don't know. It really doesn't make a difference because if your account was stolen, lost, or you somehow lost your money out of the bank, yeah, they'd step in and they'd pay you back whatever they say they're going to. The problem lies, like everything else this government does, like gold when everyone is carrying it around, gets too heavy to carry around, so we'll turn it in and give you an IOU, you know, i.e., you know, a Federal Reserve note, but they don't have the funds available to back up more than a few percent of the money that's in the bank. So if there was a big catastrophe, you wouldn't get your money back. It's just like PayPal. PayPal's not part of the FDIC. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And you know the problem I had since August 17th, August 18th? Well, I was just on the phone with PayPal again this morning. I started at 8 o'clock their time. It was 9 o'clock my time. I had to wait because, yeah, they do give you your money back. And then they'll reverse it. And you'll end up losing it. And there was thousands that I lost in the beginning. And today's amount was for $2,731. And trying to maneuver their website is frustrating, confusing, and intimidating. And this is the third time I've told them that. I told them it's complete nonsense because you're supposed to be able to add a bank account or change a bank account or add a phone number or whatever. But you go on a website, and they want you to verify it. And you try to verify it with, say, your home phone number. And they'll say, the phone number doesn't belong to you. You can't do that. Oh, you can't change that bank account. Or you can't add that card. And then you call them on the phone, and they'll do it for you while you're talking to them on the phone. But the questions they ask you to make you verify who you are, they ask questions name of the five towns, name one town that you were never affiliated with. Of your oldest child, what year is the closest to his year of birth? And the questions went on and on in a similar nature like that, and you had to answer them. Now this is all going in a database, of course, so they can track you. And the problems that I was trying to fix, they fixed them right up for me and everything. But I reiterated to them that it's complete nonsense. It's confusion. If it wasn't a mandate, more or less, from eBay, I would do away with it entirely and get away from this complete and utter nonsense. You can get someone to go in there and just suck your accounts dry, but when you try to get your money back from PayPal or the bank, yeah, you're totally protected. Like you said, yeah, they give it right back to you, and then it slowly disappears until you're back to where you started again. And then you deal with the bank, and the bank does the same thing. It's all done through credit cards and everything, and the bank does the same thing. They refund your money, and then you're barraged with letters in the mail and affidavits you have to sign, and if you don't comply, they're going to reverse the charges. And you know what? I'm not that old, but you know what? It's too much for me. And if it wasn't such a huge amount, I would just say forget about it. Keep the money, close the accounts, and go on my merry way. Because there is no real protection. It's just a barrage and cacophony of nonsense.
Well, I was checking out at a grocery store today, and there was a screw up with the guy. He had to re-enter his card again, and I'm standing right by him. I saw his PIN number. He entered in 3237. All I had to do was pickpocket him. I had his bank account. I got his PIN number. I could screw him over left and right if I was a criminal. You know, it's nonsense.
That's right. It is nonsense. There is no protection. Like I told you on yesterday's show, I think all credit cards and bank cards and everything now are coming out with the ASIC chip on them. I think it's an ASIC chip or a chip on the card. So the purpose, well, they say it's for protection, but I don't know what the purpose is because I've used the card already and the machines I've used it in don't even go anywhere near that chip. So I don't know exactly what its purpose is for. Maybe that is an RFID, and when you go into the bank, you know, you walk through the doors and they send out a little RF to read the chip. I don't know. And it just turns into a big bunch of nonsense. But another thing about this clerk, you know, as the clerk, I would think her boss would be the mayor. Now, if he's in charge of his employee, why isn't he right alongside her?
Well, you're right, but Joe in Florida made a very good point, and I'm going to look into that. Sodomy is a law.
Yes, I did. I already looked it up.
Yeah. So if sodomy is against the law, how could two men get married legally? And that's a very good point, and I'm going to start blasting that on the live on the internet.
Yeah. Well, what it says is generally anal or oral sex between people or sexual activity between a person and a non-human animal, which is bestiality, like you said. But it goes on and on and tell you, no, he's right.
So I'm going to look into that. Two laws cannot conflict with each other.
Well,
he's right.
Well, we're dealing with Karl Marx here in the White House, you know. So, you know,
yeah, I know.
It's going to be his way or the highway, and that's the way it's going to be. And like I said, if you declared martial law, you could put up with him for many, many, many more years.
I know. Well, if he declares martial law, you're saying that there won't be an election?
Well, yeah, he'll get his executive powers going and everything, and he's in charge until further notice for the good of the country.
I'll have to look. I'm going to look into that, and I'll talk about that maybe tomorrow night on family night. But anyway, I got another person that wants to chime in real quick, so I'll put them on. Go ahead, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wisconsin. I got you queuing in right now. You should be on right now. Hello.
Hey there. Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, hi, Joe. Hey, you know, you're talking about PayPal and scams and everything. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I saw a commercial on TV today where this PC Matic or whatever is saying that, you know, Russia's coming out with a worm or something like that that takes your computer, holds it hostage. You got to pay him up to $5,000, and
exactly,
then they'll.
Yep.
I just heard that today, and you know, and the scams go even further than that. Like my father lives in the state of Florida. Basically, the state of Florida is a scam. Everybody's a scammer down there. You know,
that in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just like PayPal or your electric company. I mean, it's people. People are plotting to scam you. You know, people don't want to work nowadays, so they have to get money somehow. Okay, why do you think crime is going higher and higher and higher? We don't have anybody that like the local McDonald's down the street. They got a sign in almost every window: "Help wanted, help wanted, help wanted." You know, and they got their sign up on the marquee instead of advertising a hamburger or whatever they have on there, they got help on it on both sides, you know. And we stopped at the window the other day. Me and nobody got an ice cream cone for 49 cents. And I said, "So how's the help wanted going?" She goes, "We can't find anybody." She says, "It's just terrible." And you know, the thing is, I know I got off the scam thing, but, you know, scams hurt the country. The country is so wounded now, you know, that it can't take much more, you know, can't be wounded too much more, you know.
Mike, well, what it is, Mike, is you're talking about individual scams and people scamming other people. I would feel bad if I, right now in my life, being where I am, if I was stealing or trying to scam somebody out of money or their personal possessions. People nowadays, especially the younger generation, they have very little moral foundation, and they don't care about your personal feelings or about your future. They want what they want, and they want it now. And it doesn't matter how they get it or what they do to get it, and they will lie, cheat, and steal, hurt your feelings, put you through the ringer, take everything you got, and you know what? Laugh at you later. And that's the problem we run into today in America. And that's why we need to really be helping each other to have some sort of awakening to say, hey, wake the hell up. Like you said, Mike, this country can't take much more of this crap.
Yeah, for instance, there was a very well-to-do real estate person up in Oconomowoc. You probably don't know where that is, but it's north of me. And he was taking care of his grandson because the parents were getting a divorce. And okay. the grandson came home one day and said, I need $20 to go out tonight. And the grandfather said, no. Huh. The kid went in the house, got a knife, came out and stabbed him to death.
Oh, my Lord.
In the driveway.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's like, what warranted that, $20? I mean, where's his job, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I know.
Well, I'll tell. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, when me and my brother were young, I mean, you know, I was working at Rancho Bill's when I was 13, you know? And, you know, he was working out all the time, too. And you hear about the older generation and that. I mean, you know, my grandmother saved dimes every week. And, you know, and that ended up basically paying off her house. But, you know, the thing is, this generation can't save nothing. The banks,
well,
the banks, you don't have to worry about the bank taking it. They spend it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I'd like to tell a little story real quick. You know, I myself met someone, and one night this guy and this other guy, they thought they were friends, and they were out driving around partying. You know, on a Friday and Saturday night when most young people are out driving around having fun, bar hopping, shooting pool, doing drugs, blah, 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 blah. Well, this guy, he says to the guy who's driving the car, he says, hey, stop over at my buddy's house because he owes me some money. And he owes me like $60, and we could pick it up this way, or we'll have some more money for tonight. Well, he drives him over to his buddy's house, so-called buddy's house. The guy says, wait here, I'll go in, because he doesn't know you, and his mom's home, and she might feel a little nervous. He goes into the house. He's in there for about 15, 20 minutes, comes back out. He says, he only had $20 to give me, but he says he might have more later. Let's go. So they go on for about another hour or two, go out, get high a little bit more. He says, hey, go back to my buddy's house. Well, he goes back to his buddy's house, right? They're driving, and they got the street blocked off by cops. Guess what? The guy jumps out of the car, takes off. Where are you going? The driver goes. Cops circle the car. That car was seen in front of the residence, obviously. The guy that went in the house raped the old 92-year-old woman in there and beat her to death. Killed her. For $60, okay? Guess what? The guy who drove him there, accessory to murder, 60 years in prison, did not have a clue that his buddy was doing that. That's why you don't give people a ride nowadays, who
right.
You don't really know. You see that? 60 years in prison. Pretty sad, huh?
That's right.
Do you know that Obama last week went down to a prison, and I know it was on the East Coast, and he pardoned 56 criminals in this maximum security prison in one day.
Wow.
You know, it just went through. It just went through there waving his wand. You know, and it's like, you know, what are you trying to do? You know, go in there and pardon a guy that couldn't pay his mortgage or couldn't, you know, made a, you know, mistake of stealing food to keep his family, you know, fed. Don't go in there and pardon a guy that stabbed a 92-year-old woman to death.
Yeah. It's true.
Right.
It's true, Mike. And you just can't. And what the moral of the story is, Mike, is you just can't trust anybody anymore. Everybody's out for a good time, and for themselves. You know.
You are right. There's, you know, even the Amish communities are breaking up. You know. They're still pretty good together, but you know there are ones that are just getting up and leaving the pack because, you know, they want to go live in the city and have fun, you know?
Go ahead.
The thing is, in today's society, everything is backwards, and like you said, it's about me. Now, when my father was growing up, I'm sure it was a big difference from when I was growing up, but, you know, if you didn't get your grades in school, you went to summer school. You know, I know 30 and 40 year olds nowadays that graduated high school, never repeated a grade, never went to summer school, and they can't tell you what's bigger, a quarter inch or a half an inch. They can't tell you off the top of their head what 7 times 6 is, and that's society today out there. And how can you expect them to get a job? They don't know what a job is.
Well, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it?
Well, I sort of left that up in the air. Yes, I guess it's society's for passing them and letting them go. You know, we don't want this kid here. He's too much trouble. So we're just going to pass him and get him out. And you know, see, 30 years or 20, 25 years later, they're out in the streets now. You know, lots of them are out in the streets causing trouble or commotion. Maybe others are home still living with mommy and daddy, and they're never really going to do anything.
Yeah. Somebody's got some wind blowing in their background. Somebody, some background
that's
noise
Mike.
There. I can hear it.
That's Mike.
It's me.
That's Mike.
I'll shut it off.
But anyway,
I'm blowing a fan on my 6 puppies because it's 87 degrees still outside, and it was 94 today with 72% humidity.
Mike, when I was out in Wisconsin with you up, what was that, Lady Smith, Eau Claire, that area, this time of year it started getting cold.
Yeah, we're ready for frost, you know?
Yeah.
And,
right
now, you know, they're in the upper 80s, low 90s, and, you know, it's, I know the weather's changing, but I don't really believe in global warming. Because we haven't been around long enough to really track it. You know, if we had records for over 1,000 years, you know, well, then we might have something to go by. You know, but 120 years or whatever, you know, that's...
Is no time at all to compare anything. The Earth cools and warms, and it's been doing that for 4.6 billion years, and it's going to keep doing it.
Yeah,
well,
why do volcanoes erupt and other ones don't? You know, it's just like you said, you know, the earth is a living thing.
Right.
They say
Yellowstone erupts every 600,000 years, and they say it's been 650,000 years since it erupted last. And they say when it does, this is Yellowstone. This is out on the west side of the United States. It's going to cover New York in 6 feet of ash.
Well,
yeah,
that's true. We had some ash fall out from Mount St. Helens here. Not much.
Wow.
We could smell the smoke. You know, it was bringing it across on the jet stream.
Well, they say the difference between Yellowstone and Mount St. Helens, if Mount St. Helens was a pea, then Yellowstone's going to be a basketball or a beach ball.
I want to talk to that guy that's been around 560,000 years to see how it was when he started.
Yeah, well, when I was young, I asked my neighbor, you know, back in 348 BC, you know. I went to my neighbor. I wasn't feeling good, and he said, "Joe," he said, "let medicine be your food, food be your medicine." You know, that was Hippocrates.
Well, it's good that, you know, we could start off on a real serious note and then end off on a more pleasant note, you know. So,
you've got to be pleasant, because you can't keep worrying about this nonsense night and day. It'll make you sick. It'll kill you just worrying about what these people are doing. You got to live your life too.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, you have to be mindful and be prepared. You know?
Well, that's what I said before. That's why I watch TV. I watch the stock market a little bit to see what they're doing. I see what they're doing so I can get the hell out of their way. That's why I watch.
True.
You know, keep enough cash around that you don't have to run to the bank. And like you were talking about with Joe in Florida there, the day is coming. They're going to have a bank holiday. Yes, I told you this last night. They're going to start denying your cards and ATMs and everything, and it's going to be just like my experience with PayPal. You're going to have to go in there and spit wooden nickels to get your money released, because it's not that they're not going to give it to you, but they're going to make you jump through hoops and spit nickels to get it.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be like that miracle on 34th Street. You know, Mr. Potter's gonna close the bank and everyone's gonna be running every which way to loose to get their money.
True.
You know? And then whoever's giving you the money will say, "Okay, I'll give you 10 cents on a dollar." You know?
Yeah, that's true, Mike.
I wish I would have watched these movies. You see, I've never really watched any movies. What I done today that I haven't done in 20 years is I sat down and I watched Columbo on TV for 20 minutes. And that's the most TV I've probably watched in 20 years.
Pardon me, excuse me. One more question. That's Columbo.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, listen, I'm sure everybody who's listening, you know, is going, "Why the hell is you watching Columbo and everything?" Because you know what? Because you're not 60-something years old. That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we'll go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. How's that? It is getting late here on the East Coast. It's going on 9 o'clock. But tomorrow night we'll do 7:30 for the family. We'll do 8 o'clock, and we're going to stick to like Joe said. How about you two? What time? Now, when he said poll everybody, that's a good idea. What time do you think is a good time for the weekdays and the weekends?
Any time is good for me, except I'll tell you one thing. If you start at 7, that's a very bad time for me.
Really?
Well, that's
all right. How about you, Mike?
That's when she gets home from work and everything, and it's complete chaos around here. At least if you start at 6:30, I can get a running start on everything, you know? But, let Mike go now.
Yeah, 6 o'clock or something like that Eastern would be good, would be okay. And, you know, even 7's not that bad. You start getting later than that, you know. Sunday nights, people are getting their kids ready for school. You know, everybody's going to have a bath. You know, I don't know.
Well,
maybe
we'll
that
do,
doesn't factor
yeah,
into
well,
it
well,
all.
We'll do family night tomorrow night. We'll do it at 7. That's a good idea, Mike. Late is bad because the show is an hour and a half long. I mean, look, we've already been on for almost an hour and a half now, so you're right. So we'll do 7 for tomorrow night, and I'll email everyone the permanent schedule, including Joe in Florida, because he doesn't like the changing of times. But, you know, hey, I'm trying to get the feel of everything because some people like it early, some people don't. But I'm going to tell you right now, my Monday show is a sports show. I know a lot of you don't follow sports, but there are a lot of people who do. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have a lot of people who do listen to that show. And that is Monday Morning Quarterback. So that's a 12 noon show. The rest of the days are evening shows. So
I was thinking, what kind of people would love this show? You know, since you talk about a lot of topics, but you do talk about old times, and you talk about religion, and you talk about the government. You know, people in retirement homes, you know, like I say, they're living in their own apartment. They got their own phone. They got everything else. It's just, you know, they're not living in their own house. You know, I think would be excellent for people like that. Even if they just didn't call in, they logged in on their computer because, you know, almost everybody has a computer nowadays.
No, I understand. You're right, Mike. And I'll do some more advertising. I put the links up. You know, we do have a lot of people that are listening even tonight. I had up to 18 people in the call box, and we had about up to 12 people in the chat box. So, you know, and then you got your podcast listeners, and I have sometimes 50 or 60 when I look at the stats. So, you know, we get a lot of people listening. You know, let's get it up to the 5, 6,000 mark. Then you'll get a lot of people calling in, and I think we can do it as time goes on.
We got to crawl before we can walk, so.
That's right, that's right. But anyway, I'll go ahead and wrap it up. Hey, listen, guys, tomorrow night, I got one person here who just pressed one, so real quick, we only got about 14 minutes, so have your say. This is 203-265. Go ahead, Yalesville, Connecticut. Hello.
Hi, Joe, it's me. Tell Joey that I tape Columbo every Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
He can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is, Betty, is me actually sitting down and watching it. I start at 4 or 5 every morning, and I generally don't stop till 10 o'clock every night, and I don't get a half an hour to sit down.
But can't you tape it?
I don't have time to sit down and watch it.
Okay. I make time. He's my favorite.
Well,
Columbo.
I enjoyed the 20 minutes I watched today, and I know what channel it is. Ever since Bridget from North Carolina was here, I found out what kind of stations I got on this TV because I don't even know what channels I get because I don't even bother to look because I don't even have time to look.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought I'd tell you. I've got a lot of tapes on him.
You've got him on VHS tapes, though, right?
Yeah, on my tape for my television, yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you for offering. When I see you again, I'll go over them with you.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, anyway, Elizabeth Rondo in Wallingford, Debbie Lewis, your daughter from North Carolina, emailed me. She says, tell Granny I said hello. Okay?
Okay.
She's listening on the internet. She's listening over the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. But anyway, we got to wrap it up. We got 12 minutes left. I got to do my closing. All right. Good night, everyone.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay.
Yeah, bye, everybody.
Bye.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Your country's also Huerta. And the governor. The landlords. Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and they say, ho, the time has come to have a change, eh? Shit, shush! I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
The people who read the books, or the people who can't read the books, the poor people, and say, we have to have a change, so the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables, and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat, huh? But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead! That's your revolution.
Shh. about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects, all subjects beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much of this? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die. And I know that what's within me is also within you. That's why I ask you now. Join me. Rise up with me. Rise up on the wings of this plain angel. We'll rebuild on the soul of this little warrior. We will pick up his standard and raise it up. Carry it forward until this city, your city, our city, his city, is a palace again.
Yeah. and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control, and all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? For 9/11, motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do it dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blingin'. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?